So, Rebecca, I come from the UK and I've never really learned about the civil rights movement in America. What happened?
So, after the end of slavery, especially in the American South, black people were second-class citizens. They were, though they had the right to vote, they had to pay special taxes and pass special tests. So, in fact, they could not vote. They had to sit in the back of buses, and they could not use the same drinking fountains or restrooms as white people. And they had to live in all black neighborhoods. So during the civil rights movement, African-American leaders like Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, and Rosa Parks tried to change the state of affairs and made enormous progress in improving the lives of African-American citizens.
Do you think that even though this was a long time ago, we're still seeing a lot of racism towards black people in America at the moment, especially in the news with the use of guns on Americans by the police?
Absolutely. It's unfortunately too common that police will use excessive force on our black citizens. About a year ago, a black teenager, unarmed, was walking near his home and was shot dead by a policeman in Ferguson, Missouri.